Yeah. So what do we mean by when we say that sense pleasure is not imaginary, but it is a product of imagination? What I meant is that there is real pleasure in sense gratification. Kaladnaraj also says that in the same verse, he uses two things. Kutra shisha shuti sukha mrigatrishni rupa kvedam kalevar mashesha ruyam viroha nirvidyate natu jano yadapiti vidwan kamanalam mudulavai shamayandurapai. So first he says mrigatrishni rupa, it is like a mirage. But then after that he also says that it is madulavai. So it is like a drop of honey. So in a mirage there is no water. A drop of honey means there is some drop. Now if we consider from another perspective, that there is in Bhaktisamrita Sindhu as well as in the Kaushitaki Upanishad, there is a hierarchy of pleasures given. In today's purport, Bhagavatam purport also it was quoted. That the happiness of Brahma, happiness of Bhakti is so millions of times more than Brahman. That hierarchy actually goes down further. The happiness of Swarga is thousands of times more than of Earth. The happiness of Brahmaloka is more than that of Swarga, like that. So now, if we have this hierarchy, where the higher happiness is thousand times more or a million times more, what that means is that at the bottom also you cannot have zero. If you have zero, then everything becomes zero. Thousand times, a million times, a zero will remain zero. There is some pleasure here. But as compared to that, this is very small. So in sense gratification, there is pleasure. Now, so in that sense, it is not imaginary. But what it means is product of imagination is the quantity of pleasure. We think it will be so huge, it will be so wonderful, how can I live without it? So that is the product of imagination. So what we can do is, we can avoid that kind of imagination. If we think, okay, there is a little pleasure over there, we will not be, all the things that people do to get sense gratification, they would not be impelled to do that if they thought that there is just a little pleasure over there. But by the imagination, they start thinking that there is so much pleasure over there. So it's like there is a drop over there, but by imagination, we think it's an ocean over there. So that is what we need to avoid. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah. Bhavushan.